listen everybody to the words I have to say. Better get ready, because the Lord is coming one day.
Thank you for tuning in to the Prophet Daniel's Report. This is Daniel White IV, the eldest son of Daniel White III. The intro music that you just heard is my late grandfather, Daniel White Jr., singing a song titled Get Ready. Today, my father, Daniel White III, is going to share with you news and information relating to biblical prophecy so that you can be prepared for the second coming of Jesus Christ. Daniel White III is the national best-selling author of over 20 books, including Just Jesus and the Prayer Motivator. He has spoken in meetings across the United States and in 23 foreign countries, and is the president of Gospelite Society and Torch Ministries International. Now, here's your host, Daniel White III.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Prophet Daniel's Report. This is report number 629. My name is Daniel White III, here to remind you that the Lord Jesus Christ is coming back one day, and that you need to be prepared. You need to be ready. This podcast is not about predictions, nor is it about setting dates, as some foolishly have done in the past. However, it is all about preparation. First, today, let's look at some signs of his coming in the news. The disciples asked Jesus Christ in Matthew 24:3, "What shall be the sign of thy coming and of the end of the world?" Jesus Christ then went on to give them and us clear signs that show us when we can begin to expect to see the coming of the Lord and the end of the world as we know it. Those signs include the appearance of false Christs and false prophets, wars and rumors of wars, famines, pestilences, fatal epidemic diseases, earthquakes in divers or various places, increased persecution of believers, the gospel being preached in all the world, signs and great wonders in the heavens involving the sun, moon, stars, and planetary movements, distress and perplexity among people, increased violence as in the days of Noah, increased homosexuality and sexual immorality as it was in the days of Lot, and on we could go. Looking at world events through the lens of the Word of God, the Bible, let's look at some headlines from today's news that point to the second coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. First, today, under the sign category of wars and rumors of wars, according to ABC News, President Donald Trump says there's absolutely a chance that the United States and North Korea could end up in a major, major conflict. His comments followed multiple North Korean missile tests, which have escalated tensions between the rogue Asian nation and its neighbors, as well as the U.S., Trump told Reuters. There is a chance that we could end up having a major, major conflict with North Korea, absolutely. Despite these ominous words, the president said, "We'd love to solve things diplomatically, but it's very difficult." The U.S. has close allies nearby in South Korea and Japan, and any military action in the region threatens to snowball into a massive conflict. Second, today, under the sign category of distress among nations, according to Israel Today, North Korea threatened to punish Israel on Saturday for remarks by Israel's defense minister, Avigdor Lieberman, who called North Korean leader Kim Jong-un a madman. After Lieberman criticized North Korea, the North Korean Foreign Ministry issued a statement Saturday saying that Israel should think twice about the implications of its smear campaign against us, and that Lieberman's contemptible remarks are a threat to North Korea. This is the first time North Korea has directly responded to a remark made by an Israeli official. The statement said, "Our consistent message is to mercilessly punish those who offend the dignity of our leadership." It added, "Israel is the only illegal possessor of nuclear weapons that enjoys the support of the United States, but Israel is attacking North Korea for possessing nuclear weapons." Third, today, under the sign category of increased persecution, according to International Christian Concern, intense persecution is faced by the underground community of Christians. Christians living on the small island nation of Maldives. This country claims to be 100% Muslim, and deviation from this is often met with hostility. The Maldives ranks 13th in Open Doors list of the world's worst persecutors of Christians. Recently, a liberal blogger was found stabbed to death in his apartment after he openly criticized the spread of radical Islam on the island. Beloved, you can read these stories in more detail and get more Second Coming related issues and news on our website at secondcomingherald.com. Now is time for Prophecy Boot Camp. Prophecy Boot Camp is where we deal with the basics, the fundamentals of the Second Coming of Christ and what will happen in the future according to the Bible. Our aim here is not to make predictions, but to help you get prepared by understanding how things will unfold in the end times. Our topic for today is titled Battle of Armageddon Part 4 from Dr. Ed Heinsohn's book, Revelation, Unlocking the Future. And I want to remind you to take advantage of our special offer. If you enjoy this podcast, please feel free to purchase a copy of this book, Revelation, Unlocking the Future by Dr. Ed Heinsohn. Dr. Heinsohn simplifies the message of the revelation so that you can easily understand it for yourself. You need this book in your library. It is available on our website for just $30. You can make your purchase today at secondcomingherald.com. Seven bowls of wrath, the loud voice that speaks from within. The heavenly temple is the voice of God. He entered into the temple in chapter 15 when it was filled with his glory. During the meantime, no one else enters the temple until the seven plagues, which contain the wrath of God, are dispersed. Isaiah heard the same voice of God speaking from the temple. The word wrath is mentioned 11 times in the Revelation. Once it is the wrath of Satan, once it is the wrath of the Lamb, 8 times it is the wrath of Almighty God, and once it is used of the wrath of the Lamb and of God together. In some translations, the word wrath is also used twice of the passion of the harlot's immorality. As each angel pours out his goblet, the cumulative effect of the wrath of God continually increases. Bruce Metzger observes, the writer of the book of Revelation has carefully laid out a series of parallel and yet ever progressing parallels. These display God's plan from different vantage points, stressing one or another feature. At the same time, the different accounts reinforce one another and bring before the reader over and over again the truth that God rules in the affairs of humankind. The seven bowls of wrath are as follows. Number one, the first bowl is poured onto the earth, causing malignant sores. Number two, the second bowl is poured into the sea, causing pollution in the oceans. Number three, the third bowl is poured into the rivers, causing fresh water to be polluted. Number four, the fourth bowl is poured onto the sun, causing scorching heat. The fifth bowl is poured out on the throne of the beast, causing darkness and pain. The sixth bowl is poured out on the river Euphrates, causing it to dry up, making way for the march of the kings of the east. The seventh bowl is poured into the air, causing earthquakes and hail. We will, ladies and gentlemen, if the Lord tarries his coming and we live, we will continue our discussion of these judgments in our next podcast. In closing, let's consider what God wants you and I to do in light of his second coming. Jesus Christ said in Luke 19:13, to occupy till I come. In light of that, we are continuing our journey through the book Coming Events and Present Duties by J.C. Ryle. It is a collection of what he called prophetical tracts that focus on the believer's duty in light of the signs which point to the second coming of Jesus Christ. This section is titled Occupy Until I Come, Part 20, based on the parable of the nobleman who went away and left talents for his servants to use in his absence. J.C. Ryle writes, think again how instructive these words are to all who are troubled by doubts about mingling with the world and taking part in its vain amusements. It is useless to tell us that races and balls and theaters and operas and cards are not forbidden by name in Scripture. The question we should ask ourselves is simply this: am I occupying as one who looks for Christ's return? When I take part in these things, would I think I was in my right place and where my Lord would have me to be? This is the true test by which to try all our daily occupations and employment of time. That thing which we would not do if we thought Jesus was coming tonight. That thing we ought not to do at all. That place to which we would not go if we thought Jesus was coming this day. That place we ought to avoid. That company in which we would not like Jesus to find us. In that company we ought never to sit down. Oh, that men would live as in the sight of Christ, not as in the sight of man or of the church or of ministers, but as in the sight of Christ. This would be occupying until he comes. If the Lord tarries his coming and we live, my beloved, we will continue looking at this topic in our next podcast/broadcast. Let's pray. Holy Father God, we give you glory, we give you praise and honor. We thank you that you're coming back, Lord Jesus, and we pray with John that you would do so quickly. Let your will be done. In Jesus Christ's name we pray and for his sake. Amen. If you are not ready for the return of the Lord Jesus Christ, may I encourage you to get ready. Get ready today by receiving him as your Savior. John 3:16 says, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, that is, perish in hell, but have everlasting life. Just believe in your heart that Jesus Christ died for your sins, was buried and rose from the dead by the power of God for you, so that you can live forever with him. Pray and ask him to come into your heart today to save your soul, and he will. Romans 10:13 says, "For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." Keep looking up, dear friend, for your redemption draweth nigh. Let us join in the prayer of John the Revelator when he prayed, "Even so come, Lord Jesus." God bless you.
Thanks for tuning in to the Prophet Daniel's Report. Remember, you can stay up to date with prophecy news and events on our website at secondcomingherald.com. If you would like to know more about accepting Jesus Christ as your Savior, what to do after salvation, or looking for a good church home, please visit GospelLightSociety.com for more information. This radio broadcast can be heard daily on Live365, BCNNRadio7.com, GospelLightWorldRadio.com, Buzzsprout, iTunes, Blog Talk Radio, and can be downloaded from numerous outlets online. God bless, and until next time, keep looking up for your redemption draweth nigh.
You got to get your business straight.
Yes, he's coming again.
Don't let